Perhaps, post-496. Perhaps it is the certainty that out there in the quiet, plush corners of the Republic, deals are being made that have nothing to do with any kind of greater good, but only serve avarice. Everywhere, in those now in power, there exists a willed denial of the harm being done to life, human and flora and fauna. Perhaps it is the weariness, only 100 days in, that this president enforces upon one's ability to restrain nausea. Perhaps it is all those channels filled with all that useless talk of tactics in the minutiae of the day. Meanwhile, vast natural and historical forces are at work all around us. What media figure or institution tries to catch the pressure of those dynamics and explain them? Perhaps it is the impatience with the comic takes on Trump and his loathsome adult children. John Stewart was right to get out when he did. He understood, I think, that there is nothing funny about the grinding, hour-by-hour, humorless moral corruption of these people. Perhaps it is the reality that one party essentially believes only in the hoarding of money and the creation of enclaves for the corporate state and its masters. The other party lacks a coherent set of articulated beliefs other than a kind of generalized empathy. Where's the vision of a better life? Where is the honest leader who will actually speak of the hard choices necessary to make that reality of a better life for all Americans an achievable possibility? Neither party tells the truth about costs and sacrifices. Then this week comes the news that former President Obama may be taking $400,000 to speak to investment bankers. What is he thinking? But also, perhaps, as David Remnick has pointed out, Trump forces us to recognize the fragility of precious things, the rule of law, of the right to vote, the fundamental importance of a free press, the necessity of clean air and water, of wilderness and animals, of the preservation of the earth.